little bit because I had more questions than answers when I was done. And then I asked myself, you know what? If that was the case and Jesus really said that, why didn't he just tell the guy, just wait until I'm crucified and then accept me as your Lord and Savior after my resurrection, and then you'll be entering the kingdom of heaven just fine? And I can't wrap my head around it. Why he says there's only one that is good, and that is my Father in heaven. That is God. And if you want to enter the kingdom of heaven, then follow the commandments, sell all your belongings. And it's just, it's one of
the story that you're talking about is in the book of Luke, and it's a rich guy. It's a rich guy that comes up to Christ, and he says, hey, I love you, man. I want to do anything for you. What can I do? Jesus, you're so rad. What can I do? And he says to the guy, I'll tell you what you can do. Sell everything that you have and give it to the poor. And the guy gets totally deflated and goes, brr, and he walks away. It's in the book of Luke. But, hang on a second. The last thing in the world that I want to do is to, you know, argue. I don't want to argue with it. In fact, I think we both agree. I think we're both in agreement. But I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to get Rob to give you my email address. And you and I, we can talk, and I'm sure we'll have... You can buy me a cup of coffee.
Yeah. That sounds good.
All right, man. Hang on. Let's see. I don't know, man. I don't know that I... Eddie, what do you think? Should I be taking a bunch of calls, or should we move on? Or what do you think? Man, it's been an hour.
Well, yeah, you got a couple minutes if you want to bang out a couple of calls. I think, you know, people really want to talk to you about this.
Yeah,
I think that would be cool.
Yeah.
We have to ID in a little bit. So I'll just, you know, take a couple calls. Look to me. I'll give you the signal, and we'll be good.
All right, cool. Let's see. P1 Corinne?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I don't know how behind I am because I've been listening streaming, but I just got to hear some of the Gnostic guy, too. I just wanted to bring up really quickly, because I think it's something that we've all kind of wrestled with. You know, if God is so great, why do we have to worship him? And if we don't, then we go to hell. But
that's a good one. We should probably talk about that.
I wanted to actually call and give kind of my take on what I've learned. I've been a Christian for 9 years. I don't know if you're familiar with, like, John Piper and stuff, but he's got a really great take on it.
Do you mean Don Piper?
No, John Piper. He's from Minnesota, I think. J-O-H-N.
You're not talking about the dude that wrote 90 Minutes in Heaven, the guy that was a pastor in Houston, died, and went to heaven?
It's a different Piper.
Okay.
This guy's a little older, I think. I'm not sure, but he's in Minnesota. He wrote a book called Desiring God, along with a lot of other stuff.
Oh, I've heard of Desiring God.
Yeah, it's John Piper.
Hi.
But the way that he explains it and the way that has helped me a lot is God didn't create any of us. He didn't create this universe. He didn't create people out of a necessity. He wasn't lonely. I don't know how much you want to get into Trinitarian theology, obviously, but within the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, he had all the company that he needed, and he was satisfied within that because it was perfection. But to show how good he is, he created. He created man. He created the earth. He created this universe to show forth his goodness in a way that he knew, but it wasn't demonstrated amongst just the Godhead. And along with the creation, he did give us that law that you were talking about.
Pause just a second, Corinne.
Yeah.
Pause just a second.
Holding.
This is what we have to be careful of. Hmm. This is such a cool conversation, but the problem is, a lot of people, they don't know what the Godhead is. They're hearing a lot of stuff. They're hearing a lot of lingo that me and you speak, and they're going, what? And so...
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Yeah. But see, this is the fear. The fear is that some people are going to... We're going to lose some people. And I don't want to step out on a limb, and I certainly don't want to sound like, oh, good job, Mike. That's not what this is. If God's given me a gift, I think that the gift is maybe being able to kind of break things down into a sort of a way that people might be able to understand. And so when we start getting into theological theory and start talking in super theological ways, man, I think some people are going to be like, what? What are you talking about? So I don't want to get too lost in theory and getting too much into going, and you know, it says in John 20 this, and you know, I just don't want to get too much there because I think that people might get a little confused. As long as we're speaking in a real general way that everybody can understand, then it's all good. But if we're getting lost a little bit in the stuff that it gets a little complicated, I don't mind talking to you about it, but let's me and you talk. And, you know, because my one thing my wife knows about me is I'm very, very driven for a love of the non-believer. I'm really driven by a love for them, an intense, burning love for them. And remember that time, and the guy's a friend of mine now, but remember that time we got a call and this guy called in and he was like, you know, he was talking about Christianity and he was talking about what's Tom Cruise? Scientology. He was talking about Scientology and he was talking about Christianity. He was doing this thing and I felt like it was getting a little bit like I felt like it was getting a little bit finger wagging and I went, dude, don't say that to anybody, man. Please don't say that. What that was, I don't know that I've ever said this, but what that was, and I told him this later. I said, dude, my friend Sky was sitting next to me when you were saying that. I've told him this off the air. I said, my friend Sky was sitting next to me when you were saying it. And I feared so bad that she would be like, see, that's a Christian. One of those dudes standing in front of the sports arena with a sign, you know, and that's, I fear that so much, man. I'm not down with the dude in front of the sports arena going, you're going to hell and blah, 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 blah. Like, I see that and I go, bro, how many people do you think are going to come to Christ because they saw you standing out here yelling at them? Mm-hmm. And is it really that you're out here because you care so much about souls? Are you out here because there's something kind of greedy? And listen, I don't know. But there's something kind of like satisfying for that to you to go, you're going to hell and na-na-na-na-na-na-na. I hate that stuff. I don't like that stuff at all. You know, in fact, even the stuff that I'm saying, it's not going to bring anybody to God. All I can do is play my little role in it, and I just hope that my role in it is gentle, loving, kind, not judgmental, not like I'll tell you what the rules are and what they say, but I ain't going to tell you like, man, I'm numero uno in line in terms of the sin and stuff. I'm the first dude in line. We still have a bunch of people out there.
Oh, yeah.
They're still out.
Dude.
That's awesome.
The Sanjaya RV is rolled in.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
That's cool.
We got ID.
All right, we got ID. Let me ID and
let's
see what's up.
You're listening to the 28-Hour Mikey Show, brought to you by Johnsonville Brats on KIOZ, San Diego's Rock 105.3.
The following takes place between 9 p.m. and 10 p.m.
In less than
the
an hour.
The word of the hour is awesome.
In less than an hour, we're going to be watching a movie. In less than an hour, we're going to be watching our first movie.
Wow, dude. And in less than 5 hours, Trek.
Calm down.
Yeah. Oh, no, six, dude.
Yeah, please don't ever say that again.
Wow.
Trek.
That was really more outrageous than my religious talk.
Sean's losing it. I can tell by the look on his face. He's getting to that point where he is losing it.
I'm happy.
He gets to that point every 28-hour show where he starts to get really loopy and
out of his head, really.
Yeah.
That's just all you people getting in my head, okay?
I don't know what that
means.
But
that ain't happening this time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, you told us.
Well, then.
Hey, P1 Ryan, what's up?
Yeah, I was calling, you know, the last, you know, 3-4 weeks, I really, you know, started accepting the Lord into my life. And I just wanted to comment and say, you know, like, this is one of the best shows that I've ever heard you do. And, you know, I'm sitting outside my house in my truck. I've been sitting here for like 30 minutes. I've been listening the entire time, and it's just for you to be doing this on the radio, you know, really moving to me, and I hope it's, you know, touching other people's hearts also.
Thank you, dude. Thank you. Like, listen, I know that you've heard this before, but I want to tell you, I mean this from the bottom of my soul. Thank you so much for saying that to me. Thank you so much. Your words meant so much to me when you said that right now. Thank you, dude. Because it's scary, man. I you know, my friend Sky is so cool, man, and she's just so cool hearing it. And while I'm doing it, I'm just thinking to myself, man, I'm worried about the people that are there, and they're just like, and getting irritated and upset and whatever. And I'm just talking from my soul. So, man, dude, when you say that, it means a lot to me. Thank you.
Yeah, it's just like right now, it just came in a perfect time in my life, and it's really cool. And the main reason I was calling is I wanted to know what the name of your Bible was.
Yeah, dude, it's called The Living Bible. And if you want to, you can go to my website, MikeyShow.com, MikeySHOW.com. Mm-hmm. And Sky, I'm going to give you one just so you have one. We have a whole bunch of them. I'm going to give you one just so you have one. And if you want to look through it, you can.
Yeah, thanks.
Because it's easy to read. But it's if you go to my website, if you go to MikeyShow.com, click on the keyword help. Just click on that little keyword section. Type in help. And when you go there, there's resources and stuff like that. And on the resources page, there's an actual link to Amazon to get that exact Bible that I read.
Oh, that's awesome!
It's green. When you look at it on when you look at it on the,
we heard you.
It's called the Greenie. Okay, I call it the Green Bible.
Go green.
The green
Go
machine.
Green. Yeah, it's a green Bible. It's called the Living Bible, and dude, it's so awesome, man! It's awesome.
Well, I really appreciate what you're doing tonight, Mikey. It's awesome.
Thank you, brother. Hey, are you watching the movies with us tonight?
Are you
gonna rent? Do you have Titanic and Rocky III?
I own both of those.
Nice.
Thank you very much. Oh. Awesome. Thanks, dude.
All right, thank you.
All right, we'll see you. This email wants to know, why is Sean being so...
What's up?
I don't know that we can say this word on the air.
Oh.
Rhymes with missy, but it's a different word.
Okay,
I don't know if we can say it. Why is Sean being so missy today? Rissy.
How about
why is he being
prissy?
So prissy? Hey, we could say that one.
Wissy. Yeah. Wissy?
Why is Sean being so wissy today?
I didn't know he was.
It's like wissy, but not.
Is he?
It says, did someone spill their Calpico or what?
Oh,
I didn't think about that.
Where is he? Where is
he? Just walked out.
He's looking for a bottle opener somewhere.
Yeah, he wants to have a little
he wants to get drunk.
Bottle of Coke.
Says maybe he just needs a big group hug from all of you.
Oh, that's
well,
probably,
that can be arranged.
No, that probably wouldn't help.
You don't know.
I know stuff.
The email goes on to say, calm down, you fervert.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh.
Somebody said it.
We all love you, P1 Boos. So there it is.
Yeah.
Finally, somebody had the rocks to stand up and say it. Hey, Mikey, I'm listening to your show.
You tell these P1s with their signs.
What? What are they doing?
They're now like...
What do their signs say?
It says, I will not read that sign.
Sky?
Oh, no.
Sky's wearing a free shirt.
Sky's wearing a free shirt.
And she is.
And she is.
That is hysterical.
Oh, is it?
It is.
That is fantastic.
It is.
I can't wear my Boston Raw Bachelor Party 08 shirt.
You absolutely can.
Hey, can I put my pajamas on and be back in 2 minutes? I'm going to go put mine on.
Yeah, we got to find out about Lori.
Just make sure just make sure you paid for everything you're going to put on.
All right, I will.
Oh,
I'll be right back.
They'll make a sign about it.
No, just for you, really.
Ridiculous.
Oh, calm down.
You calm down. You're wearing a free shirt.
I paid for this.
You did not.
Yeah.
You did not.
I got my shirt at Target.
Well, that's cool.
I don't think anybody asked, but that's cool.
No one cares.
Okay.
That's nice.
I don't.
Okay.
But anyway.
But anywho.
So,
what were you up to, Chad?
I went and checked to make sure that the projection screen was up and working, and we're going to be. Yep, it's cool and ready to go. And
nice.
It's been crazy. It's like I feel like I've been going nonstop since
You have. So that's probably why you feel that
way.
It was
cool. Like to just, I was in Ashley's studio, just kind of lying down,
good,
resting my back, and just listening.
Cool.
So yeah, I was chilling.
Chilling like
I was cool chilling, you know?
Yeah, what up, bros?
Yeah. Hey, here's my friend B-Rob.
Where's he been?
He's actually been working the phones because Zed's on his date.
I've been working the phones like a madman.
Look at this guy.
Back to being in the driver's seat.
Yeah. Whenever Mike leaves,
lock the door. He's not coming back.
No, there's no lock on that.
The big boy chair. What's your story, kid? What you been doing?
Yeah,
my story is I've been talking to all the P1s, and they are some nice people.
Thank you.
Do you guys ever get celebrities confused? Because you remember when you were telling the story about Nick Nolte earlier? Just hang in there, Lamal. Will you hang in there?
My name isn't Lamal.
I'm so tired that you are Lamal to me.
Okay, Nick Nolte's house burnt down, yeah.
I thought he was Gary Busey. Do you guys ever get stars confused like
well,
that?
Well, no.
You never do?
I do.
I
do.
Bill Pullman.
And that's a legit one, Rob. Yeah. That's a legit one.
Don't you remember this one over here? Yeah. With her Robert De Niro and Al Pacino.
That's another legit
confusion.
One.
Oh, my God. Did
one.
I just take myself down
a peg?
In the beginning, I used to confuse Scarlett Johansson and Charlize Theron. Thank you.
How?
Thank you. Same person.
It's impossible.
Same person. Now I figured
they're
it out.
They're so drastically different.
Back in the beginning, Eddie, they were both blonde and
Eddie.
Boobs.
What? Just, hey.
You're Sky.
This is the Honest Hour with Rob.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't know that
Eddie,
is
Sky.
I want you to open up to me. And
what do you want? Right.
Have you... You had to. Maybe when you were young.
Do you know me?
I do. But
do I not
just,
know everything about pop culture?
I just
want
to see a flaw in the almighty perfect Eddie. Show
You're
me.
Gonna have to look harder than that, my friend.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Get on the perfect boat. Toot,
toot. Yeah, not the perfect train. The perfect boat.
No, yep. I'm a little tugboat.
Toot, toot.
It's the perfect tugboat.
On the way to
quack, quack.
If it's so perfect, why is your horn a
flip-flop.
Quack? Now it's a flip-flop.
Blah, blah, bloosh.
No, I don't have Nextel.
Oh,
come on.
Hey, yeah, the boat's not
Please.
That high-tech.
This is perfect, pal.
Well,
what's on with these clowns outside?
Who knows?
What's up?
Hey, what up?
What's up?
Clown school.
My boy Ayo's still hanging out up there.
Is he?
Yeah.
Cuddling next to Chantel, or what's up?
Yeah, right, dude. Chantel's long gone.
What?
Right? Please.
She is?
She had to go
kidding?
Back to work at, what's that place?
Hooters.
Hooters.
Hooras.
Hooras.
No, what's that El Paso place
about.
In Mission Valley?
What?
The cowboy spot. Come on.
Oh, in cahoots?
Oh, yeah. Hooras.
Hooras. Yeah.
Same thing.
You are so close. You are so
You guys
close.
Never Same get the names of places confused?
You've got a lot of things confused.
Wow.
Yeah, one time I called the grocery store the mall. It was really
The
embarrassing.
Mall?
The it was
mall.
Really
Sky just made
really
her first mall joke. Mark the time.
The
9:13. Yes.
Yeah. Are you going to take that shirt off, Jay? What's going on with you?
Okay.
Oh, right.
Jay comes up to me in the hall, and he goes, "You know,
in the hall of the mall,
all I've wanted to do is take my shirt off." And I'm like, "Oh, really?
Is that an offer?"
Okay.
Oh, you're hot.
Well, good for you,
right,
Jay.
Yeah.
Good luck with that, buddy.
What was making you so hot?
I can't help you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Areola, thank you.
I got to tell you, I'm really excited about watching Titanic tonight. I've never seen it in my life.
You've never seen Titanic?
Never seen it in
when
my life.
When would I have sat down and spent that kind of time on Titanic?
Have you ever gone on a date?
Yeah, what year were you born?
Oh, my gosh.
You guys, like, share popcorn? And accidentally touch hands.
Yeah,
like,
isn't that the first
you.
Movie? Uh-huh. Isn't that your first date?
That's not popcorn.
Yeah,
oh,
okay.
thank you.
Buttery goodness.
Lego my ego.
Thank you.
Why is Zank you so funny?
Oh, it is.
How is it that we heard Zank you like 50 billion times, but only recently has it become something?
Right.
I like to play the leader. Zank you.
Oh, Zank you.
Zank you.
Mihaiu.
Okay, I have totals for how much we've raised.
Oh, nice.
Oh, $11,045.
Oh, that's awesome.
For real?
That's awesome.
No, no, no. Oh, I'm sorry. I had the number wrong. $12,016.
Oh, my God.
What the heck?
Yeah, I forgot to add the cash.
Love it.
$12,016.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Phenomenal.
Thank you.
We ain't there yet, though.
Guys, last year we raised $14,000. Please help us break the record. Please.
Yeah, so the good halfway mark.
We want to shatter it.
Yeah.
We want to shatter it. So go to MikeyShow.com And in the keyword section, thank you.
Rob, you are a clown.
You guys can hear me?
Yes.
Type in the word donate.
Rob's getting loopy.
If you donate $50 or more.
Isn't he so cute with his little bottle of Coca-Cola?
He's really enjoying it.
Yeah. Yeah. You're so dainty, Sean.
Okay.
Ew. He's such a big, he's such a large guy with a little dainty bottle in his hand.
Little mini bottle. Okay.
Oh, okay.
No one
Thank
drinks
you.
Like that.
Thank you for that.
No one drinks like that.
Thank you for that.
Okay. Hey, bro. Oh, wow. You're good.
I want to take a picture.
Ooh. Can you not do
that,
please?
Nice.
I want to record the
nice
moment.
Breath in.
Sean, can you take a drink out of your
I'd love to. Thank you.
You're so dumb right now.
You are dumb.
Wait.
Grow up, bro. Hey.
You're almost 40.
Yeah. Right?
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah, I mean, that's like a slap in the face, dude.
I don't know where Detail gets his numbers, but he just texted me and said, dude, you guys have 15,043 people. Yeah, that's it. 15,043 people listening to the live stream. Nice.
Who? How Detail?
Would he
How does Detail know that?
I don't know. Maybe that's
why would he hack it for a second? Like, you guys, I got breaking news.
Come on.
The guy on the corner.
Detail just told me.
I believe him.
Hey, you guys, hang
this
on a
just
second.
In.
Oh,
Mike.
Oh,
Mike.
Down the line.
Mike. Mike, can you hear me? We have breaking news.
I'm reporting
news.
Live, Mike.
It's a live report. Yes.
You guys, I'm reporting live from a text message from Detail's house.
Oh, my gosh. What's going on?
It says here that you guys have actually raised $40 million.
Wow.
Oh, well, congrats.
Take that.
That's a good stat.
I'm eating. I'm sorry.
What's okay.
Oh, what do you got?
Yeah, what's going on over there?
Mm. L&L barbecue, so good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that rice was legit.
Dude.
Cider rice?
Oh, so good.
Oh.
I put the teriyaki sauce on it.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I mean, thank you.
Toot, toot.
You don't want any bowel movements during the movie.
Hey.
I'd experience some gurgling.
Yeah, you will.
Bubbles.
Sky, do you ever take that?
Fluff, fluff.
No.
How come?
Because if my body doesn't want to accept something, I don't want to medically force it to.
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Absolutely.
It makes you be able to digest it.
Yeah, but if my normal body, the way it is, doesn't want to digest it, I don't need it. I'm not missing out.
But it tastes good.
You are a clown.
It helps save on calories. You know? You know what I'm saying, bro?
No.
Eddie knows what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey,
John.
Whoa,
gosh.
Over the top.
Sean, you played that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Man.
So are we supposed to call Lori? Or is
yeah.
She
oh,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Let's call Lori.
Let's call her.
She's fit.
tight.
Honey,
tight.
Will you go give Rob her number?
Yeah, just give it to
Ashley. Ashley.
Yeah, because it was supposed to be at 9, right? She's probably expecting us to call.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's probably expecting us to
or
call.
Or maybe not.
Or...
Hello!
Hello, buddy.
I was stricken
what
with
is
such...
That?
Sorry?
I was stricken with such guilt when I was thinking about her earlier because...
Why?
I told them that they were going to a specific... To do Tani. And then I found out that they got... trade the radio station got traded some other place, and I was like, well, I already told them they were going to Dusani, so I said I'll just give them my credit card and then they can all whatever
wow.
You know, all discrepant it. What do they call it when you get handed in, you say
expense it.
There's a discrepancy here. Pay me.
And so I forgot to give her my credit card.
That's good one,
true.
Mike.
Your wife gave.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, I talked to her.
Good.
Oh, sweet.
The old switcheroonie.
That's right.
I'll pay for everything.
Oh, I gave you my bonds card. Oh, whoops. Whoopsie-daisy. Good luck paying with that. See you later.
Oh, that's my Costco card. Sorry. Get a ham.
I don't get it.
Let me
we need to call Lori.
Interesting story.
I don't get it.
Hey.
Sky.
I think
likes
you should reset
ham.
The Lori thing.
Sky likes.
Reset it.
She prefers Costco ham, but on the air, she pretends that she
doesn't
likes.
Doesn't everybody kind of like
baked.
Ham?
No.
What's the big deal?
You don't understand. Most people do like ham.
I like ham.
She loves ham.
Oh, wow.
Come get some ham.
That's creepy.
It is.
Sky, of all foods, why ham?
Talk about it.
Seriously.
I know you want
no,
to.
No, be serious.
Coming from you? What do you...
Come on, Maul. Open up.
My name is not Maul.
Come on.
Hey.
Uh-oh. It's just one of the foods I enjoy. I enjoy many foods. Let's all stop freaking out about it. We don't mean to make signs. We don't need to make t-shirts.
Is it the salty goodness?
Well, I do enjoy sodium.
Glaze.
Honey.
Rob, dang it. She just said I do enjoy
it's
sodium.
It's
going
to be so clean and everything.
Say it again, Damn Sky.
It. I'm too busy taking pictures with my cell phone.
Dang it.
That's odd. The mall.
What happened, Ash?
I left a message.
Oh, wow.
That must be.
Hello.
Turn it off, pull up the covers. Oh, hello.
Where's Zeth? Zeth isn't back from his date yet?
No.
Whoa.
He's at the Sizzlop.
It's a 2-for-1, Mike.
Becca, it's been 4 hours.
He's getting shrimp and white wine, I bet.
Well, he is a beer boy. Yeah.
His levels are dangerously low.
Oh, mama.
Total beaver boy.
Yeah.
You guys watch too much Jim and Eric.
What? How do you
saying,
know what that's from?
I'm just saying.
You're crazy.
Well, I'm taking
a
wild guess.
Well, you wouldn't know that unless you watch too much Tim and Eric.
No, I'm
thank
taking
you.
A wild
thank
guess.
Thank you.
Yeah, oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
You guys know that Rebecca Esparza really likes the show Tim and Eric. Awesome show. Great job.
Who doesn't? She's human.
Mm-hmm. Rebecca Esparza likes that?
You know what we haven't done yet is like a random debate.
Oh, yeah.
We have all those random debates.
A what?
Random Where are debate. They? Oh. Where are they?
You know what that is, Rob?
No idea.
It's like Mike will give us a topic and we debate it.
It's like
randomly.
Who is Al Pacino?
Go
is
on
he
the
really
offensive.
Robert De Niro? Like,
just like that.
Like Queen Latifah.
No, wait a minute.
What's up with Nick Nolte?
Yeah.
Is that dude Gary Busey or what?
Right? Total Gary Busey.
I totally
Look
get
at Rob.
That. I
get Rob
that.
Is losing it, Mike.
He's crazy
I get
right
that.
Now.
FYI. Oh, no.
I'm Maybe glad we're on hour 27.
We're not, bro.
Not
Who?
Even close.
Not even close.
Oh. We're barely
hour
halfway
50.
Through. Barely halfway
Man,
through.
Man, that Tylenol PM is kicking in.
Is that on top of your NyQuil?
Yeah.
Oh, you ready for this?
Talk about it.
Are you ready for this?
Here is your random debate
you
question.
Reach? Yes.
Who had a bigger heart? Maximus from Gladiator or Leonidas from 300?
Oh, come
That's
on.
Impossible.
Who had a bigger heart?
I refuse to answer this question on grounds of
that's easy.
Garbageness.
That's easy.
Who I have
it?
An answer.
Spartans, lay down your weapons! Persians! Come and get them!
Yeah. Only a woman would say easy. To that question.
I Absolutely. Said easy to that.
Yeah, exactly.
Good point, Rob.
Exactly.
That was his point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You got me there.
That's a good point.
Put your panties away, buddy.
And then you got me there. Well, check,
all right,
check
let's,
late.
Let, I want I need to hear from this one over here, Barack. Why? Why that's easy.
It's easy because Leonidas is like, he's from birth, is raised to be this soldier. I mean, he's kind of in a way like a trained thug, you know? This is like, he's like brainwashed. Like, this is what he lives for. This is what he's been instilled in him
Wait,
since he was
one?
A child.
I wasn't listening.
300.
Okay.
Gladiator, nice. Maximus. Like, he has a love for his family. He's driven by doing good, doing right, you know? And so, yeah, he's got a bigger heart.
How dare you, first of
no,
all.
No, she's
Leonidas
wrong. Again.
Did all that for Sparta.
Sparta.
And for
yeah,
his...
he was
Sparta.
It's not, it had nothing to do with being. It's Sparta. Duty. It's duty.
Sparta.
Sparta.
I can't say it like that.
Whoa. Sparta.
Well, is the window
open? Yeah, McCain.
What's going on? I feel a draft. I didn't even come close to saying it.
Sleepy time she is done.
Attack Sparta.
I'm furious with you.
So no. Who is it, Eddie? Who is it?
Thank
well,
you, Mike.
He wasn't brainwashed at all.
Not even close.
He did it for
watch
duty.
The movie?
He has a duty.
He has a duty.
A duty. They threw babies off cliffs if they couldn't fight.
They were making a point.
Not if they couldn't fight. If they didn't look healthy and strong.
That's
okay?
Right.
That's
right.
What I'm difference. Saying. The men in that culture are raised to be warriors.
So he can't have a heart?
Not the same kind of heart.
He died
Maximus.
For his land.
Well, he was able to take 300 dudes and defeat an army
of thousands.
That's a
kind
lot of heart.
Heart does it take to do that?
I vote for Mel Gibson and Braveheart.
Wait, that wasn't one of the choices.
That wasn't one of the choices,
actually.
If that's the case, I'm going Han Solo.
No, wait, we can't just throw
new, yes, new random
that
debate.
That guy was the best. Rebel.
I don't know what if people are calling to give their 2 cents. Are you calling to give your 2 cents about this?
I'm calling to talk about a question that a Gnostic had posed before.
Oh. You know what, brother? You got to write an email because we're in a random debate. And so I will ask you, who had the bigger heart?
Yeah, Stevie Wonder or Ray Charles?
Maximus?
Figure it out.
Who had the bigger heart, Maximus from Gladiator or Leonidas from 300?
Not entirely sure. I haven't actually been able to see 300 yet.
Oh, you know what, buddy?
Oh, you know what, kind is, you know what, buddy?
Right now.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
What is this, Zeph?
We don't have any. We don't have any Gladiator stuff, do we?
My name is Gladiator.
Oh, hello.
Oh, what's up?
Oh, so good.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Wow.
Were any of you in the army?
I was.
Wait, a little girl.
Me
was?
Too.
Good, you could help.
Thank you.
Farewell.
Talk about it.
I was in the army. My name is Quint.
Talk about a heart.
Dude, so all those dudes are standing there with Gladiator outfits, and there's Quint standing with them.
Show me the way to go. Boom, boom. I'm tired and I want to go to bed. I had a little drink about an hour ago.
Yeah, it's a grease band, dude.
Here's the swimming with bow-legged women, Scott.
Here's the swimming with bow-legged women.
No, gentlemen, I think he's back for his afternoon feeding.
What happened to him?
$10,000 for me by myself.
What do you get?
For that, you get the head, the tail, the whole damn thing.
Money well spent.
That's right.
Opa.
Opa.
All right, we're in an impasse with this one. Let's move on to the next one.
Okay. Yeah, I win.
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's a long name.
Then I'd change it to Ocho Cinco.
Loyal servant to the true emperor, Marcus Aurelius.
Oh, he's extra cool.
Father to a murdered son.
You just like him because he's
husband
a servant's
to a murdered guy. Wife.
Wow.
Hey, Cloud.
That was huge.
Who wins in a fight, the Cocoa Puffs Cuckoo Bird or the Trix Rabbit?
That is so easy.
Yeah, again, easy.
Hold on.
Cocoa Puffs Cuckoo Bird.
Man.
How dare you say that?
The Trix Rabbit was silly. Anyone that's silly, dude, the bird is cuckoo.
For Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah.
The Trix.
You want to fight a crazy person?
Right?
The Trix Rabbit. No, I do not.
You're telling me the Trix Rabbit wasn't a little off his rocker?
But that's not cuckoo.
It's pretty close.
No.
But couldn't the Trix Rabbit, like,
no, he was a
stuff?
Silly rabbit.
Yeah.
Silly rabbit.
Yeah. See?
Home run!
No.
Not a
next.
The rabbit would eat the bird.
No, it's a giant bird.
It's a giant rabbit.
It was like
the same size.
Pelican.
I don't care.
Those, have you seen...
Rabbits eat birds, right?
No.
No, not even close.
YouTube it. I think you're wrong.
I think he's right, actually.
Rabbit goes in the cage. Cage goes in the water. Shark's in the water.
Wow. It's a dead rabbit.
Okay. Next, Mike.
I won that one again.
Actually, the Lucky Grounds guy.
I won that one.
Always hammered.
Yeah. I'd say Captain Crunch in that one.
Oh, dude, that guy's got a sick peg leg.
Yeah. He's got scurvy.
Oh, man. Sick eat a orange, leg. Bro. All right,
let's see.
Wow, that was pretty smart. I don't know if anyone caught that. But
yeah, scurvy.
Citrus. Yeah, orange.
I would have said lime.
All right, you ready?
Lime.
You have to permanently adopt the style of either Cyndi Lauper or Dee Snider of Twisted Sister.
Not the current style.
No.
We're talking...
The We Don't Want to Take It style.
Yeah.
Okay.
From the video.
You know, with the big bloody bone. Great idea, dude.
Great maybe tough with that eye makeup.
The lipstick and the eyeliner.
And the rouge from a giant bone.
Dude, I never got Twisted Sister. Like, I was like, they're wearing,
you need
like,
to turn the music on. Play the song, dude. You'll get it.
Turn the beat around.
You want to rock this joint.
Let's see.
Oh, we are not gonna take
it. Hey, the music is all right. It's just the...
The music is all right?
Yeah, it's all
right. It's better than all right, actually. Oh, what's up?
Oh, wow. Come on.
Stop it, Mike. Look at Eddie.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow, Eddie's mouthing it.
Okay, no rock kick.
And the kick.
Woo!
All
right, you're really clowning out right
now. Mike. Look at the
length of the neck on that guitar.
Yeah, that's quite a guitar.
Leave him be. Leave him be.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Eddie, can I have
this
dance?
Get it.
All right,
Eddie,
dude.
Eddie, if you had to be one of those two, like you had to walk around. You had to walk around. You had to walk around.
Yeah. This is easy for me.
No, but you got to remember. Dude, remember that.
I swear.
Yeah.
Cyndi Lauper.
I'm with you.
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah, it is a no-brainer.
Wow.
I'm so with you.
It's actually going to be his Halloween costume.
Yeah, well, I dressed like her in the 80s, so.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute.
What? Is that weird?
Yeah, but only from the waist down.
Well, I was into rock and wrestling at the time.
Oh.
So Cyndi Lauper, Captain Lou Albano.
Right.
Oh,
I can go on.
Man. No, I don't want you to.
I have a question just for the ladies.
Oh, thank God. Rob, you're in.
Yeah, that definitely includes Rob.
Ashley and Sky. Even my wife, she's in the room.
And Rob.
Shut
up. Would you guys rather shave your eyebrows off and you can't pencil them in, okay?
Okay, all right.
Just do it.
So you have a bald face.
Yeah, just do it if you pass out.
You have to choose one of these. You ready? You're either going to shave your eyebrows or wear a mullet. Like full mullet.
They have to cut their hair like a mullet?
A mullet. They got to cut their hair in a mullet. You got to rock a mullet. And I mean like bangs, long in the back, you know, sharp on the side, like right over the ears.
Business in the front.
Business in the front. Party in the back.
Patty in the back.
Again, easy.
This is easy
that
for you?
That can't be easy.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't have either, but if I have to pick between the two.
Okay, what is it?
Well, we know that my hair defines me.
Oh, wow.
Save that clip. Yes.
You are the best.
Could you, like, you guys don't even know what it would look like if I cut my hair into a mullet. Like,
I would love it.
Like, you guys have
I would honor you.
What are you saying? What would it be? Hey, Ashley. Do we have that mullet song? See if you could find that mullet song.
Oh, yes, well,
it's called Cut the Mullet.
Yeah, it would suck to have no eyebrows, but there's no way I could roll a mullet with this curly mop. It would be disgusting.
Sky.
So but you would.
Sky.
That, but you have to picture, you're walking around,
no eyebrows.
Okay, here's the deal.
Yeah, if I'm walking down the street, people would point more to my haircut than no eyebrows.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I swear.
Really?
Dude, I would be better off shaving my head.
Let's try it.
Ash, what about you?
Mulleting it.
Would you shave your eyebrows before you would rock a mullet? Or would you rock a mullet before you would shave your eyebrows?
For sure, the mullet.
You would wear the mullet.
Yeah. Ashley could pull a mullet. Yeah, I think she could make a mullet look
cute.
Let's
do that.
Yeah, yes. She could be all 80s Please. Out.
You would wear a mullet, babe?
Yeah, I would. Because, you know, honestly, I think
And kind of like the Cyndi Lauper question, too. I think that it's almost kind of starting to come back.
Yeah, all retro.
So, I mean, it's more acceptable now than
I'm in.
5 years ago. Now, do I want one? No, absolutely not. Right. But, you know what I mean? The eyebrows would be tough.
I think you want one.
No.
I do, too.
No, hold her down.
No.
Yeah. Hold her down, by the way.
Let's see how it goes.
Yeah, jeez. Not to mention, I kind of feel like there would be a possibility that my eyebrows would never grow back.
Oh, I know girls that's happened too. Yeah.
Whereas the hair, know, are they eventually funny? It'll
happen. Yeah, it's disturbing.
Well, no, they have to pencil them in because they like plucked and shaved.
Yeah, mine are all
years.
Penciled in.
I can tell. They're very dramatic.
Thank you. it's called the geisha.
Geisha.
Lori just texted. She said she's in her car and she asked Ashley to call her.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, Lori.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, she is.
Fit.
Let's find out what's going on.
I hope she's got hand free.
Five hours? Date.
Wow.
That's
crazy.
It's
gotta be.
That's enough time.
Where's Cut the Mullet?
Cut
I really want to hear Cut the
Mullet.
We have her. You have it up. What page?
Oh, gosh.
Main page?
No.
28-hour page.
She can't do two at once.
Too many things.
28-hour page.
Fall down.
What?
Uh-oh.
It's on the 28-hour page in the center in red.
Uh-oh.
There it is.
Do something about your long, filthy hair. It looks like a rat's nest. Do something about your mullet. Get out the hair clippers, jerk.
Jerk.
Cut the mullet. Cut the mullet. Cut the
Did you just say
get
mall?
That crazy ass mullet off your scar. Take your ass to the barber shop. Tell the barber that you're sick of looking like an
Easy guy. Hey. It's just a mullet.
It's just a mullet.
That's all it is.
Very passionate about it.
It's great harmony. There it is. It's Cut the Mullet.
High production value.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Lori online.
Oh, yeah.
All her
kiss
glory.
And tell.
Lori.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lori, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Wow.
How was dinner?
She's glowing.
Can I get the weather? Cold today. Hot tamale.
All right. You're ridiculous, Rob.
It didn't even make sense.
I know.
Does it even make sense?
It doesn't fit.
What
at
day
all.
Is it?
Well, plus, I think the saying is chilly today, hot tamale.
You idiot.
Cold today.
Cold today.
Winter tomorrow, hot tamale.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Cold today, word to your mother. Lori?
It is like party time in there.
It is.
Yeah.
Are you coming down here or what?
Yes, I am.
You are? Cool. Was it a good date?
It was fantastic.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Wow.
That's cool. Was he a cool dude?
He was a really cool dude. And it was actually a little scary. I felt like I was having dinner with myself.
What? Really?
Yeah, I didn't know it was possible to, like, kind of be in sync with the way you feel that closely with another human being, but we have a lot of similarities.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Wow.
I didn't expect to hear all that.
Yeah.
Hey, my wife's doing a little dance in here, Lori.
She's, nice.
Yeah, my wife's doing a little dance. Yeah. Well, that's cool. And the restaurant was fun and everything was cool and you guys
did
really
you get dessert?
Yeah, it was fantastic.
I want to know. I kind of want peanut M&Ms if anybody wants to get some. But anyway.
But that's cool. But he couldn't ask.
I'm not going to ask for anything, Mike.
He's not going to ask.
But, I mean, if somebody were having peanut M&Ms.
Somebody had peanut M&Ms.
Peanut M&Ms.
You know, at the 7-Eleven, and they were to go get
them. They got
them.
An extra bag hanging around. Anyway, Lori. Me and Rebecca really want to know what'd you get for dessert.
That's right.
Would you like me to stop at 7-Eleven?
No, he wasn't.
I would never ask anyone to do that.
Oh.
That is so presumptuous.
But a large bag would be.
Well, king size. At least.
Yeah, the ones with the peanuts in the center. But he couldn't ask.
Well,
he couldn't ask.
I wouldn't ask.
Never.
Not even.
Oh, I'm disgusted by the thought.
Lori.
I get it.
Lori, what did you have for dessert?
I had a mango brulee cheesecake.
Oh, that sounds good.
You were the luckiest woman alive.
That sounds so good.
Really?
That sounds...
I did eat dessert alone, and you know what? I wasn't shy.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, so he was there. He just didn't order dessert.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he took off. No,
I know.
Yeah.
I'm like, you must really love desserts.
Big time.
I did tell him that I never met a dessert I didn't like.
That's awesome.
And you're fit.
She's fit.
Yeah, tight.
What did you have? Hey, Sean.
That's
not the right word.
Sorry.
Lori, what did you have for your entree? What did you have for dinner?
I had some chicken. And some grilled asparagus.
Nice.
And I loved it, and I have lunch for tomorrow.
There you go.
Lori, what was your favorite thing about him?
Yeah.
That it was just very easy to talk. And it was about real stuff, not surfacey things where you're not really finding anything about that person.
You know what's cool about that is that we've talked to you after you've been on some dates and they've been kind of like, eh. So it's kind of nice to hear, you know what, this was a good date.
It was. That's why I said I want to know who said she's glowing.
Who said she's glowing?
Said that. Eddie.
What did you say?
I said
Eddie?
She was glowing.
She was glowing, yeah. Wow.
But you're right, Mike. You've definitely heard me on the opposite end of the spectrum.
Oh, for sure, yeah, where they just weren't that great. And so it's nice to hear that you had a good time.
Yeah. Thank you very much for picking a winner.
There you go. Very nice.
So what's the next step?
Yeah. Did you guys talk about maybe getting together again?
I said that it was very refreshing to actually meet somebody who seems like a pretty decent person.
Yeah. But did you guys talk about any, like, getting together a second date?
Yeah, calling.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool.
I gave him my number, and he called me right away so that I would have his number.
Oh, that's cool.
And there will be some sort of getting together.
Yeah. Eddie just said it. Did you hear what Eddie said?
Yep. No.
Eddie said that's cool because that means that's a person that's exhibiting no games. You know, they're just like straightforward.
He knows what he wants.
He's calling you, you know, to make sure you got his number. Like, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's...
he doesn't have to wait 3 days to call you because that's the cool guy thing to do.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Totally agree.
So, well, nice. I'm glad to hear it. Yeah. We're going to start the first movie in about 15 minutes. So, and I hope we're not forgetting to ask something cool. It sounds like it was...
Well, we covered dessert.
Uh-huh.
Peanut M&Ms.
I wasn't going to say that.
What?
So, anyway.
Was there an appetizer ordered? We didn't cover that.
That's true.
There was not.
Oh, okay.
He asked if I wanted to share some calamari. And Rebecca, my response was...
What do you think it was, hon? What do you think she said?
No.
No. Why not? Calamari's delicious.
Yuck.
No.
You love it.
No.
Lori, you don't... No. Wait, Lori, do you not like seafood either?
No.
I didn't know you... Really? You don't like seafood?
As fit as you are.
Honey, you got to talk a lot. My honey has this...
Hi.
I just... Go ahead, babe.
Calamari's not... healthy.
It isn't?
Well, it's fried.
Great. I eat it every day.
And smelly.
Oh, no.
That's great.
It's not good for you?
Eddie, you're screwed.
I just ate a pound of it.
Get a little aioli, dude.
Yeah, dude, it's real good.
Get a little of that spicy
like a
aioli.
Okay.
Real nice. Yeah, real sweet.
Real nice.
Get the tentacle
spice.
Ones.
Yeah, those are great.
Those are the best.
Yeah.
I like the arms, dude.
Yeah,
dude.
That's great. Chewy.
Like the little suckers on them, okay?
Uh-huh. It's great. I like to save a piece in my mouth.
Yeah, great. It's real good.
Save for later.
Too far.
You know what I like? I like to have my calamari with a Marlboro Light.
Yeah, dude.
Classy.
Okay.
It's really great. Tonic.
Yeah.
Can I get a sapphire and tonic for my friend? Bartender?
Yeah.
That'd be all right.
For my lady friend?
For my lady friend here?
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome, Lori. And it sounds like I picked you a winner.
You did. Thank you very much.
That's right. All right. Well, we'll see you here in a few minutes.
Text me when you get here.
Okay.
Bye. Right.
Bye.
Well, that's cool.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
A success.
It sounded really successful.
Really good. That's huge.
That's right. Let's see if I can find a word that really makes me feel that.
A word?
Oh, I found a word that really makes me feel that.
Okay.
Oh.
pineapple.
What the heck?
Is Mike, not bad.
Is Mike starting to lose it?
Thanks. I don't know why you just did that.
I wanted to find a word that made me just feel like all that joy that I was feeling about that moment.
Thank you, Mikey.
Okay.
McCain. Thank you, Mr. McClain.
Uh-huh. No.
Oh, sure.
John McClain. Wow.
Sweater.
Oh, that's better. Yeah,
that's
definitely.
Much better.
Thank you.
That's a better one.
Stop that.
Stop it.
Sorry. Huh. I'm sorry, you guys.
No. Let's debate the issues.
No, let's debate the issues. Where Sky took them. Sky, you took
no,
my
not
issues.
Random debates. Oh. The issues.
Oh, the actual issues.
What do you guys think of the economy? Are you up for that?
Yeah, let's talk about the economy.
I want to talk about Zeth. Where's Zeth?
Yeah, dude. I want to know what he's up to.
Where is that guy?
What month is this?
You are my favorite.
March.
It's March?
I think so.
Yeah, I think it's almost
now this is
October.
October.
Uh-huh.
Please.
Do you guys realize that the day after Thanksgiving, we're going to be able to play the O Holy Night song that everybody knows and loves so well?
That would
be
great.
Traditionally, we play it the day after Thanksgiving.
Yes.
It's one of everybody's favorites.
Oh, it's
a yearly tradition now.
Yeah, we wait one year. It takes a year, and then we stop it on right before we go.
Christmas.
Yeah, right before we right. Around Christmas time.
Say again?
Exactly. Well said.
Well said.
What?
Stop.
I can't breathe.
There it is.
Ow.
Stop. What do you want me to stop?
I can't breathe.
Ma'am, what should I stop? I don't know.
She says I can't breathe and then proceeds to go. It's the biggest breath.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Wow. Sweet berry wine.
Sweet berry wine. I'll say sweet berry wine. For sure.
Alligator.
I'm not complaining.
It was supposed to be tunnel, and I accidentally I hit.
Oh.
That would not be good if I was doing that.
Yeah.
Hey guys, really listen to the words.
Hang
on a second.
That means a lot.
Gotta get this one.
Oh,
right.
Hi.
We are gonna watch movies in 12 minutes. What do you guys think of that?
I want to do it now.
12 minutes. We're going to.
I'm ready now.
Hey, should we do like a best of thing so we could get set up? Should we do like a best of bit so that we can go in there?
Are we going to be able to just go in there and roll?
Hey, Jay, question.
I don't know what that means, dude.
What does that mean?
Just clap.
Good answer.
Question. Jay, first of all, question. Yeah. What's going on with the hair right here?
Yeah.
That's the question.
Yeah.
All right, that's question number one. Question numero uno.
Oh,
no.
Jay.
Oh, wow.
Question.
Yeah.
Special.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is something else.
It's something, all right.
All right, Jay, my question for you is...
I should have had a wig like that for the...
Oh, yeah, dude.
Mikey Idol.
Oh, my. Money.
Oh!
Wow. Yeah. It just stays there, too, when you put it there.
I got to get a picture.
When you move it down, it just stays there.
I don't know if I'm getting tired or if that's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
It's pretty funny.
Sky, take a look at Jay's hair.
It could go out, though, straight out. There you go.
Look over here.
What is up with that?
It's hard to say at this point.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
That is...
You're the best, dude.
Gross. No, where did those come from?
Yeah, dude, you're the best. Don't let anybody tell you any different, all
right? That's right.
Yes, we're ready to go over there.
All right, well then, yeah, let's hit a bit.
Jay.
Oh, God.
I got a question.
So... Are we set up like with that special DVD player and it's like going to take out curse words and stuff?
Yeah, I think it takes out whole scene. So the only problem is I worry about, you know, losing sync with everybody else.
Well, we should be able to only tell it to do like
cuz we don't want
language.
It to
language.
I tried to talk to it, it wouldn't listen to me.
It wouldn't talk to you?
What?
So it's going to take out the whole scene?
I'm not exactly sure what it does. It says it will take out whole scenes, like sex scenes, like I think the Titanic one.
Yeah, we don't want it to remove an entire... We just want it to remove language. We don't want it to remove the whole scene.
Okay, I'm going to look at it again, but yeah.
If that's the case, then here's what we got to do. we got to just run the movie. We're in safe harbor.
Yeah.
After 10.
It's not that bad.
Yeah.
So we got to just run the movie.
I'll take a look at it when we get over there.
There will be...
cover up the cursing with farts.
Oh,
I'm feeling kind of gassy, guys.
Nice.
There may be a
let's go to the room.
There may be a couple of moments.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me give you...
Yeah.
Some of our best of material.
I've been eating onion rings nonstop for an hour. Let's go in the room,
all
guys.
New stuff up there for you.
You're so gross.
I got all new stuff. This is awesome.
So there's a nice plethora.
Okay. this is something that this is something we do called Sean TV. Check it out.
Yes.
I believe that we can, if you'd like, do some.
Sean
of this.
Likes watching.
Yay!
Yes.
Sounds good to me.
Yes.
Whatever Sean likes, well, you know that it might be not as gay as something watched by Mikey when he's watching. You know he's standing up. This is Sean TV.
The whole time Ashley sings along with that, Eddie gives her a look like, why are you doing that?
And who's Eddie?
It doesn't stop
know
her. It doesn't stop her. She keeps doing it. She's dancing right now at this moment. She's dancing, but refusing to look at Eddie because
yes.
She knows that it will turn her into salt. Ash, why no eye contact with Eddie yet?
Well, I just did. But I had to give it a minute.
Don't blame you.
Okay.
Ashley, you're so inappropriate.
That is so correct.
Turns me to stone.
That's right.
So I have to just wait for a sec.
Sean TV, what is it? It is...
the best is what it is.
Our sound effects guy, Sean, is a very unusual person. Mm-hmm. He's a germaphobe.
Whoa.
He's really, really tall.
Yeah.
He has a super deep... voice.
Yeah, it's like a foghorn mic.
Oh.
And you can hear it.
Just saying.
So, I'm sorry, Sean.
Last night somebody said to me about Sean.
Oh, great.
Here we go.
They said, I love how Sean is so insensitive and sensitive.
Thank you. Someone needed to say it. Thank you.
Don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, that's right.
How dare you?
He is easily one of the most insensitive voices on the show.
Yeah.
Yet, you got to be careful.
You can't even say his name sometimes.
Dude, seriously.
You say Sean.
You go, like, Sean, and he's like, okay,
that's not
great.
True.
Okay.
That's not true.
No, oh, really?
No, great.
Oh, really? Oh, really? Oh, really? Oh, really?
No, it's not true. You guys know what you do. And
you know what you do?
Yeah.
Thank you.
So here's the deal. Because he's such a strange individual, he watches everything on TV. Everything on TV. And so we do this segment called Sean TV, and it's always stuff that we've never heard of, and he plays clips, and it's interesting. It's just interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's probably done a dozen of them. One time, there was a show that we liked.
Yeah.
Best show ever, though, isn't it?
You.
One time. It's called Tim and Eric's Awesome Show.
Yeah.
Great job.
Yeah.
Other than that.
It's like banana check half the time.
Yes.
Well, it's not. First of all, it's not banana check. It's banana check.
Which was a show that was on in the 1950s. And the guy.
That's not true either. It was on in the 70s. It was the early 70s. And it was on for two seasons. And it was a really great show. Sorry, George Papard.
George Hamilton.
Was also, no, not George Hamilton. He was on Columbo twice.
George Papard. Too much information.
He was from the, probably remember him from the A-Team.
When Sean came over, you guys, when Sean came to Sticker Strike and he was staying with us, he busted out his iPod. And he has episode after episode after episode of Banachek. He showed me like this football episode of Banachek on his iPod.
That one's really, that had Robert Culp in it. He was excellent.
Dude.
Excellent.
Oh, he had episodes of Ironside.
Yes.
He had, dude,
he
Star
loves
Trek, all that. Like,
Columbo.
I was like, dude.
Lots of Columbo.
That's
the iPod is great for that stuff.
Sean, is Columbo your favorite?
What
I'm
is
sorry.
Your favorite?
Oh,
Star Trek is his favorite.
He doesn't.
Stupid question.
Yeah, this
No. Tough. That was a sigh of GGG. Let me think.
Yeah, what's your favorite show ever?
Wow.
Star Trek. How could it not? What?
Save that clip.
Banachek. Wow. It would either be
Banana
yeah,
check.
Save that. It'd either be Banana Check, awesome. Star
Don't
Trek.
Call it Banana Check, dude. Not
Columbo.
Yeah, come on, guys. Be real.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Yeah, Trek. Original series.
What season?
Mmm.
Was there only two seasons?
No, there are three.
Three?
Two.
Sean moved to tears by an episode of Star Trek.
That is weird.
That's a fact.
Okay, whatever, dude. Whatever.